he pushed on with the committee until the committee was formed. It was agreed, it was passed at the resolution in the parliament that there would be a formation of the committee, and it was expected.
You're a member of parliament who passed the resolution. I mean, you're talking as if you're not a member. You're a member of parliament who passed the resolution.
I'm a member of parliament, but were denied contributing, were opposing it. So it were those members who voted, because the issue of the house is democracy. So at that point, it was passed by those who were interested in the matter, because we said that this one is a selective application of law because of personal interest. So the committee, the resolution was passed because the majority were from the SPLM.
Let us talk about the personal interest. You are talking as a member of parliament representing the SPLM IO. You have a stake in the business. The governor of Western Equatoria is SPLM-IO. It appears like you are making noise because your colleague in SPLM-IO is in a hot soup.
That should not be taken as such, because the purpose of SPLM-IO is to make sure that justice is done, and our motto is justice for everyone. Our contention in the parliament, up to now my contention, is that the speaker is the one who wanted to remove the governor. So in that case, they are in direct conflict with the governor. The speaker is not therefore supposed to form a committee, to push on with the formation of the committee, to be the one nominating the members and appointing them alone without being in consultation with even with the chief whip of the SPLM-IO. We are saying that the person investigating the governor is the wrong person, because he has been conflict of interest in the matter.
You are saying that the Speaker of the Parliament should not investigate the governor of Western Equatoria, or should not initiate any investigations. Who should start the investigation? I mean,
where the conflict arises, we go back to general practice. The general practice is that where the conflict, because a Speaker of Parliament has the same status with a judge, is a judge. In another word, that is why in certain countries, a speaker must be somebody who has read the law and has practiced the law, because he's going to deal with the very crucial matters that are governing the country. So the speaker, when there is a conflict like that, what will happen is that the house is supposed to sit down and appoint a neutral committee headed by a neutral person who will be able to do justice and to investigate, not those who are having the conflict of interest in the matter. A speaker from SPLM-IO should not. And the speaker from SPLM-IG who is in conflict with the governor of Western Equatoria should not. We need a neutral person, and the House should endorse.
I hear you, Honorable Daniel. Based on my records, this is not the first time you are in conflict with the Speaker of the House. You had issues with her before, which led to your dismissal, and you reinstated. It appears you also have a conflict with the Speaker. What are you talking about here?
I have a conflict on issues of procedural matters. It's not a personal conflict, but it's a matter of public interest, because the issues which I'm fighting against is the interest of everybody. I'm fighting against the corruption in the parliament. Up to now, we don't know what is the fate of the welfare of the members in the parliament. At the same time, the speaker is not like being a neutral person in the parliament. The speaker is acting as if she is a member herself, favoring her own party. This is what she is doing.
Honorable Daniel, I am not a member of parliament, and I don't understand what your facts are in the Legislative Assembly. But the speaker, Jemanu Nukumba, is not on this line to defend herself. But South Sudanese who are listening to me and you would say, why can't you concentrate on matters that are crucial?
Okay, that is a good question. And this has been expressed, that I should concentrate on issues of areas I represent. But the people should hear that the only way I can be effective is for Parliament to work effectively and to address the issues that I raise in the Parliament. And if the issues of my people are ignored in the Parliament, then the first enemy, number one, who is against my people, is the Parliament itself.